This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio hideout designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are NASA computers join the fight, location data used to track you and the virus, Facebook Messenger to push info, and is peak internet here? I want to welcome you to episode 1432 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, March 23rd. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And you can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Hey, folks, we're live. We're live again on Facebook, Twitter. We're on Twitch. Where else? Of course, live.geeknewscentral.com. So if you're over there, you can join the show live. But most of you hang out with me here on Facebook, which is cool. So, but anyway, we're live all those locations. But I welcome all brand new listeners to the show. If you're a brand new listener and you're checking the show out for the very first time, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, all you got to do to get subscribed is click on the subscribe link on the right-hand column of the website, whether it be to Apple Podcasts, whether it be to Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Android, subscribe on Android or by email even. Of course, you can always use the RSS feed because we still have people out there using some old school applications and stuff. That's fine as well. Get subscribed via RSS feed. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Just click on the more subscribe options. That'll tell you how to get subscribed to the show. While you're on the website, make sure you get signed up for the newsletter as well. Why don't you be part of that? You can listen to the show on blueberry.com. Of course, you can listen on your smart home device as well by saying the magic word to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or join the Slack channel by sending me an email. That's the easiest way to get on Slack. Or you can just basically hang out on our Discord channel as well. That link is on the show notes at geeknewscentral.com. You can always contact me via email, geeknews@gmail.com or on Twitter at geeknews. That's the best way. Follow me on Facebook. And of course, when you get over to geeknewscentral.com, check out the other shows, which include the GNC Week in Review by Kirk Corliss, the executive producer of this show, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Dr. Don Bain. Of course, then we've got the Pro Gear site written by my team, the New Media Show, co-hosted myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and then now Pod Faded Podcast Legend Show. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And of course, this show is supported by the longest running continuous sponsor of a known in the podcasting world, and that's from our good friends at GoDaddy.com. And we've got great deals here. And I tell you, with the, well, they're saying 30% of the country's out of work. Well, we'll see. I know it doesn't sound good, but maybe it's time to do something creative. Maybe it's time to start that online business. Maybe it's time to start a podcast. And really, your first steps to do that, number one, is pick up a domain name at GoDaddy. You can do that for $4.99. That's for brand new customers, new purchases. Or you can get $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain. Or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. And of course, there's that 30% off product purchases as well. And we've got the free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. They really have everything, literally everything you need to get started online at GoDaddy. And you can use my promo codes to save yourself a boatload of money and support this show at the same time. And of course, we appreciate your support of GoDaddy here at Geek News Central. You always find larger savings here with our monthly non-expiring promo codes. Again, all available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And again, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at the show. Definitely check all the codes out. And thanks for the continued sponsorship of the podcast and your support of GoDaddy sponsoring this show. Okay, so wow. It's, you know, it's just never ending, right? And the governor of the state I live in here, Michigan, announced this morning, lock it down. And even more than, I think everyone has basically been pretty much following the rules already, you know, just because of all the businesses and everything that have shut down. But got a stay-at-home order. And this particular business where I'm at, where my studio's at, is I'm the only one here, as you well know. And technically, I'm media, so I will be working here solo, no other exposure, and going home to where I stay. And that's the limit of my travels. I'll probably be doing a few days strictly from home when I can do that, but be doing some online stuff here with you guys over the next week. And with my team at Blueberry, of course, we're going to do some online stuff as well. But really, many, many states are in this lockdown stage and having to stay home and probably going a little bit stir crazy. And that is extending. I think it goes Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, California, Washington State, where else? There's a few more that have basically went into stay at home orders. And I think she's got our state set to April 15th, I think. So 3 weeks or something like that. And just getting crazy. And, you know, the hot spots in the country right now in New York and in Washington State. And it looks like maybe even ramping up in California. Of course, you know, it's not much better in Detroit here in Michigan. We're, you know, the high cluster there, but nowhere near the numbers they're seeing in New York City and the surrounding areas there. So it's just, it's crazy. And we still see young kids, you know, the 20s or so that are just doing whatever they want to do still. So parents, start talking to your kids and get them to listen, because I don't know when this is going to end. You know, that's the question. You know, if they can find some pharmaceutical, you know, viability and be able to help those that get infected and keep the death rate down, are they going to sacrifice lives over economy? Are they going to let the economy run back up? And, you know, you hate to say this, but are they going to say, okay, 1% is acceptable? I don't know. What do you guys think about that? That I really think this that could happen. From everything I'm hearing, so I guess we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens with this. But I just continue to get the feeling here, and I turn the volume down a little bit because we're blowing some of you out. Get the feeling here that that maybe is a road we're headed towards. So, just by every conversation with what the government's saying today. So, hey, James, hey, Joe, hey, Marlo, everyone in the chat room, thanks for checking in and saying hi. Jim, thanks for saying hello. Try to keep an eye on things over there. But, hey, got a great show lined up for you today. Boy, it is COVID-19 coronavirus related for sure. It is at the top of the stack. But let me play this public service announcement for you, and then we'll get into, well, if my computer's going to let me do it. Yep, it will. So here we go. Oh, maybe not. See if I can press this button.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes, monitor your symptoms, and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
I want to thank the Blueberry Pro team for putting these public service announcements together. They're running about 200-plus shows now across the podcasting space. So glad to see we can do a little bit on our part in trying to get the word out. Of course, everyone's hearing the same thing across the country in various forms or one or another. But NASA has announced that their supercomputers have been joined to fight against coronavirus. And what they've done here is basically they have been directed to give up some CPU cycles. And the White House announced the effort to meant to divert space computing resources to research aimed at slowing the pandemic. NASA saying that they're proud that NASA is lending our supercomputing expertise to assist in the global fight against COVID-19. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said in a statement on Twitter, For more than six decades, the agency used its expertise to take on challenges that benefit people worldwide in unexpected ways. So they're basically shutting some NASA science down and letting scientists apply for resource time. So we'll see what happens there. You know, when it one thing I'll say about America, when we dig our heels in to figure something out, we're pretty good at it. If they can just get rid of the bureaucracy, you know, really open those barriers up, I think they can come to some good solutions very, very quickly. It's not going to move at the speed most of us want, but I think that they're doing the best they can. But it brings up a point about privacy. Governments around the world are increasingly using location data to manage the coronavirus. And the news out of Italy was basically that they took a look at the country and all the location data they were collecting to see if there were high concentrations of people hanging out. And they found in southern Italy, people were not at all following the rules and weren't self-isolating to the level that the government thought they would be. And this has caused them to bring the hammer down even more to try to get, you know, the spread of this shut down. Now, Italy is seeing death rates as high as 9%. And if that doesn't get people's attention, nothing should. We're averaging 1.3 here in this country currently. But I think also at the same time, we can be very aware here that the hospitals at this point are basically keeping up. But how long is that going to last? And when they start be going into overflow and they can't keep up, then I think we could see our percentages increase. So mobile carriers in the European Union are sharing data with health advisors, not only Italy, Germany, and Austria, to help monitor whether people are following the instructions to maintain social distances and stay close to home during the outbreak. Now, the European Union's GDPR regulations limits how companies can share and manage customers' personal data. So this is interesting. The location data currently being shared by cell phone providers is anonymous and aggregated per the GDPR rules. And in Italy's Lombardy region, the first major swath of the country to be placed under lockdown, the mobile data is reportedly helping authorities get a clearer picture of how well people are observing the rules, showing movement is down about 60% on the past month. Now, on March 16th, Israel authorized the use of location data to track the virus. And the country's internal security agency, Shenbe, has collected data from mobile carriers since about 2002. And the prime minister authorized Shenbe to track the movement of patients who have tested positive. Now, check that out. So they authorized them to track the movements of patients who have tested positive and to determine who should be under quarantine. So basically, if you're positive, they go back and they look back where you were and who you came into contact with. And they tell that person that you came in contact with, you have to self-quarantine. And if you think about it, from a wanting to know if you've come in contact with someone to the government, I think in this instance, I think people would say, wouldn't you rather know that you had an interaction with someone with COVID-19 if you hadn't? And if you had, would you not want to go and self-quarantine at a higher level? So the Israeli security official said the data was going to be used in a focused, time-limited activity. So they're going to do it very, very for a limited time period. What is that, next 2 years? So other countries are using location data from cell phones to track the pandemic in different ways. An app called AC19 in Iran to China's tracking that sends information to law enforcement officials. So Taiwan's electronic fence alerts authorities when a quarantined person moves too far away from their home. As of Monday, Taiwan had 195 confirmed cases of the COVID-19. But they were basically using this electronic tagging. It's basically like wearing an ankle bracelet if you've been put out on probation from jail to track where you're going and who you're getting in contact with. Now, the most aggressive, we've talked about previously on this show, is what happened in South Korea. They created a public available map from cell phone data that people could use to determine if they come into contact with someone who's been infected. Not only that, they publicly listed lots and lots of data. They said, coronavirus patient number 862 was in this location's McDonald's at 9:40 p.m. on such and such date, and left there and went to his car and then proceeded to buy gasoline at this particular gas station, then proceeded to his house and then was at his house and left the house the next morning. So they were like play by play, so Korean people could go back and look at their own location data to say, do I match up? Was I anywhere near this individual? Can you imagine we're doing that here in the United States? Again, they've been sending detailed text messages that range from reminders about hand washing to specific information about people who tested positive. An example text message said, a woman in her 60s just tested positive. Click on the link for the places she visited before she was hospitalized. And the link drops a list of location a person visited before she tested positive. And they used the location data from her phone to recreate where she had been. Will the U.S. use this type of data? Federal government is reportedly in active talks with Facebook, Google, and other tech companies. Now, where are you on this? Should the United States government or your government, if you, the country you live in, be allowed to track your location data, and especially if you have tested positive, to make sure you are staying self-quarantined according to the rules? And they'll geofence you. Do you think this should be done in this instance? Do you think they should use your mobile phone carrier data? I'm mixed on this one. The privacy in me says no, but the health-related person in me says yes. Would I want to have my data to be made publicly available or would to be tracked if I became positive? I think I would want people to know. I don't, you know, you should, you know, the specific thing to do is say who you talk to, you know, try to reconstruct your activities to the best of your ability. And warn those that you may, now, if you've been following the rules here over the last couple of weeks, then that exposure should be extremely limited. So time will tell. But as of midnight tonight, residents in the state of Michigan, where I reside right now, have a stay-at-home order. We'll see how it goes. Moving on here, Facebook Messenger is going to help organizations put out accurate coronavirus information. So expect to see messages coming in from Messenger and getting information on Messenger and where you can go during a lockdown. Here's what you can and can't do. Practical ways to avoid the coronavirus when you leave your house. Talking about coronavirus being a, anyway, I won't go into the politics of it. How to effectively disinfect and clean your house. This is a really shitty statement in this particular piece. And CNET says, commentary. Coronavirus isn't a Chinese virus, no matter what Trump says. Yes, the virus did originate in China. What is the problem here? I don't understand. We're not talking about the Chinese people. It originated in China. In Wuhan, to be exact, Wuhan, China originated in. Why do people have such an issue with this? I don't get it. I really don't. It's a virus. It originated in China. Okay. All right, moving on. Next piece. People have to, this is not the time to be sensitive. Let's just put the information out there as it is. So I've been noticing it today. I had a couple of meetings today where my connection was not as good as it normally has been. And I've been doing some speed tests to check my internet connection on a periodic basis because I just wanted to see how well the ISP was doing. Well, some of you finding out, we'll talk about a little later in the show, how there's been some outages. But peak internet usage is the new norm. ISPs say they can handle it. We'll see. And of course, cities throughout the United States are emptied amid the outbreak. Millions of people are working from home. Well, at least we hope they're working from home. Children are attending school remotely. Maybe. In this state, they're not. They're not even getting any homework. And no one's heading to ballparks, nightclubs, movie theaters. They've all turned to their home broadband connections to stay connected. With California, New York, Washington, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, all these states doing these shelter-in-place orders, how long can the broadband keep up? There's no question that the U.S. saw huge spikes in usage last week. In a week-over-week comparison, Verizon said voice usage between March 12th and March 19th on its networks was up 25%, and total web traffic was up 22%. On Wednesday, the company said week-over-week usage patterns show demand for streaming video services like Netflix and Amazon increased 12%. And meanwhile, web traffic climbed 20%, VPN jumped 30%, and online gaming, of course, skyrocketed 75%. Social media usage didn't change compared to the week prior. Adapting to the need, America's Again Online, U.S. carriers and broadband providers already suspended data caps on services, and we'll talk about that more as we go through. So that's a good news for your data package and for your kids at home right now that are sucking down internet when they don't want mom and dad to be on mom and dad's Wi-Fi, or maybe don't even have Wi-Fi at home. Maybe have no internet at home. But this is the news of the day is Spectrum internet TV services are down in certain areas in the United States. And I didn't even, this was not, of course, talked about anywhere, except we found this on the news cycle today. I think it's been kept well under the radar. And so apparently those of you that are in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York have had some outages. So any of you on Spectrum had problems? And if you're not watching today, we understand why. But if you're listening later, let me know. So I'm online here. We're pushing. We seem to be okay. But definitely some heavy outages or heavy usage. And there's a map that shows where the hot spots are. Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, Boston, New York, Los Angeles. Up, not very much traffic in the Seattle area, interestingly enough. But anyway, a lot of stuff going on in the space around there. All right. Facebook saw a 70% increase in Messenger group video calls following the coronavirus outbreak. And I've never used Messenger video. I use my Zoom account and I use Slack. Those are the two things I do video on, and of course Skype as well. Skype is usually for the show only, not for, I don't do a lot of business calls on Skype. But of course, we should be expected that people are doing a lot watching Instagram Live. I didn't even know Instagram Live was a thing. Do any of you use Instagram Live? Maybe I should be streaming on that as well. I think all of you follow me on Facebook. You follow me on Instagram. Of course, I don't hardly post Instagram at all anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk reportedly plans ventilator production support COVID-19. This is, we reported on this the last time. And he also said he has thousands of N95 masks that he'll donate to hospitals. And today there was a, let me talk about this first and I'll talk about the hoarding thing. He basically kind of said he could be ready in a week to have the first 1,000 ventilators ready. But then in a CNBC, it was 8 to 10 weeks. So, okay, I think 8 to 10 weeks makes more sense to me. If he can turn out 1,000 ventilators next week, I think we all should stand up and cheer this guy to be able to convert and get that many up and running that quickly. But, you know, the making cars and stuff is not without hazard. And this is why they have a large number of N95 masks. They're going to donate 250,000 to distribute to hospitals. And so we'll see where he goes with this. I applaud him if he's able to get 1,000 ventilators, because they need them. 1,000 ventilators need done in the next week. Google's also launched a coronavirus site with health information and local resources. And the search giant says it's looking for ways to help people find authoritative public health guidance. So that's good on Google. Everyone's doing their part. But check this out. So my son and daughter, now if anyone from Hawaii is listening, let me know. And I basically had asked my son and daughter, have you applied for unemployment benefits yet? And they kept coming back and saying, no, the website's down. We can't apply until 6:30 in the morning. And at that time, their website crashes. I'm like, their website should be on 24 hours a day. There should be no downtime. He said, no. The website only accepts unemployment applications from 6:30 in the morning to 11 p.m. at night. And I got to thinking, why? Why? How is it possible that you have designed a website to only take unemployment applications from 6:30 in the morning until 11 in the evening? Like, only in Hawaii. I can understand an hour for maintenance on the website, but still you shouldn't shut down. I don't stop podcasting for 2 or 3 hours a night. Our customers can upload podcasts 24/7. Yeah, we have hours of heavier data processing that's going on in the back of the scenes, but it's not affecting the front end of our customers to be able to upload media and publish and get their content online. But why is their website only open for accepting applications 6:30 to 11? If someone is listening to this that is in Hawaii, my old stomping grounds, please, we need to find out what the deal is. It's really incredible. It's really incredible. I said, send me a screenshot, because I was basically saying, boop, boop. As you know, I said, impossible. It cannot be, because I was busting on my son. Why haven't you done this yet? And he sent me a screenshot that they couldn't submit only 6:30 to 11. Wow. That's government in action right there. That is government in action. You got the whole damn state becoming unemployed. Of course, you can't go in and apply, right? You have to do everything online. Talk about some shaming that needs to happen. Who knows? Maybe other U.S. government systems are that way. I don't know. Also, I know one thing that's happening is that they announced today that they're building a list of materials that go into, so people have figured out that, as an example, and I'm only using this example, I don't know if it's going to go on the list, that an N95 mask needs the, you know, the little stringy rubber band type of material that is used to, you know, hook it behind your ears, keep the mask fit tight, right? Well, some joker went out and bought, like, a 20-year supply of this stuff. And they're trying to corner and trying to hoard and trying to remark and resell some of these materials that they figured out goes into mask, into PPE and everything else. And basically, Uncle Sam, as of today, has basically said, we've got a list. We're looking at what people are buying. If you are hoarding or buying more than what you need for your business, and if you don't have a legitimate use for this, on notice, we are going to knock on your door and confiscate that stuff. So the question is, what is enough? All right. Now, if you had the opportunity to buy some of those face masks, which aren't available anywhere, you can't get them. how many would you buy? Now, knowing what I know now, and let's say we're a year out of this thing and the crisis is over and we're, you know, life is back to normal, I'm probably going to buy 50 N95 masks. You know, I'm not a doomsday guy, but I'm thinking, you know, when this is all over, I'm going to put a stock of those in. I'm not going to do them. You couldn't buy them now if you had $1 million. The government's finding that out anyway. But, you know, a year from now, when there's a plentiful supply and the government and healthcare workers have all their need, I'm going to put some in storage. How about you? But if you go out and try to buy 50 now, I don't need an N95 mask. By 50 now, you're probably going to raise some flags. Time will tell on this. Of course, there's going to be a lot of fakes out there, too. People are going to be making N95 masks and coming up with 3M boxing and everything. And you're thinking you're getting an N95 mask and you're probably getting a knockoff coming from some country that is famous for making knockoffs. We won't mention their name because people get politically insensitive to that. So, in all honesty, probably go on Alibaba. You can probably buy stuff that are probably pretty close to legitimate because they steal every design. One thing that I... between this show and the last show, and I actually put it up on Facebook and then I took it back down because when I built this studio, I built it and I bought air filters for this. And the company that I used, I kind of went through and did a little bit of research and I just wanted it to keep the dust down. The goal was not to have to come in because in Hawaii, the dust problem was so bad. They said, I just don't want to have to dust every week. It's still going to have a fair amount of dust, but if I can get away with keeping the gear in good shape and do a light dusting once a month, I'm happy. So I bought two really, really good air filters. And it has an auto sensor in it that basically the fan speed changes based upon what it's detecting from a contaminant standpoint. Like if I open the front door and close the front door, it'll run a little faster for maybe 30 minutes to recirculate that air. And I went online and I said, I wonder how those filters are. And I had one replacement filter already in storage here. And I went online and I thought, I wonder what those filter down to. And it turns out they filter down to 0.3 micron, which is the same thing as an N95 mask. And I thought, huh. So I've got this here in the studio. It's running continuously. So it's definitely filtering the air. Not that, you know, I'm the only one here. So it's really filtering my air and anything that's coming in from outside. But I thought if I had a business that was still open and had people running through, I might buy two or three of these and have them set up and running full blast to filter the air. To pull anything that's in the air into the filter, I thought that would be awesome. Now, the company's not advertising them. They're not talking about being any type of a solution. Probably it's illegal to do so, but I know that the true HEPA filter in that air, and do your own research. Don't count on me giving you correct info here, but it's running 0.3 micron, and that's the same micron filter on a mask. So that something to be considered here. So, hey, Karen, hey, Mike, hey, Rick, let me bring it up so I tell you what filter it is or what company it is. That way I'm giving everyone a fair. It is, did I put it? I didn't order it there. Oh, crap. Am I going to be able to find this quickly? Let's see here. Let me search for filter. Yeah, it's Allen Corp. A-L-E-N is the company. It's, and I have a 75i. I have an Allen Breathe Smart 75i is the filter that I have. If you order one of these machines, be aware that you get three choices of filters. All three filters do 0.3 microns. One's a PET for more type of stuff coming off your pets and So, but they all are 0.3. So just so you're aware of that, okay? But they're not cheap. I think the with the filter in them, they're about $650 for one of these 75 eyes. Again, do your own research. I'm not saying this is going to take a coronavirus out of the air in your house. All right. But do your own research here. So just on the sake of being transparent. All right. Let's continue to move on. I got to figure out where I was. A little fun news. NASA Curiosity has the rovers took a gorgeous Mars selfie to mark a daring climb. And if you remember, we talked about this. They were going to take a shortcut to get to the peak. And they did. They got to the Green Hue pediment. They basically have drone to the top of the hill where they wanted to be. And they've got themselves an interesting selfie if you want to take a look. And of course, the rover up there continues to operate, doesn't care what's going on here, even though its operators might be off. Apple's giving away free ebooks and audiobooks to people in the United States. All you have to do is launch Apple Books. So this is exciting. So some freebies out there to book users in the United States. You'll see a notification if you want to explore free books, read-alongs for kids, cozy mysteries, and audiobooks for the whole family. Tapping on the message will lead you to a featured collection where you can select one book or audiobook from a variety of genres. You can also pick a novel from the company's first in a series of free section. So this is great what Apple's doing, but I'm being honest with you. The Amazon Unlimited, being able to check out, you can check out like 12 books at a time. You pay, I think, $30 a year for this service. That is the best deal going. So you can pick out two or three books from each family member. They can get through them. When they pick out, when they decided they want another book, you pick it for them. It's Kindle Unlimited is what it's called. And it is by far the best deal out there. And during this time when you're stuck in the house and you want the kids to read something, if you have a couple of iPads or a couple of Kindles, you can basically have lots of great reading material for them. And you can change if you're having, you can download two or three books on one device. So it'll bookmark where you're at in the book. You can come out of one book and go into another so that, and you can restart a book. If one kid gets done with one, restart it, put it back to the beginning. So I think the Kindle Unlimited feature is really, really awesome. And you don't have to pay $99 or $3.99 or $4.99 for each book. And you get to pick a lot of great series in the Kindle Unlimited series. To say thanks for staying in T-Mobile, they're offering subscribers 2 months of free YouTube Premium amid the coronavirus outbreak. And also, they're offering access to a free 4-week course from Shaw Academy. So if you're a T-Mobile user out there, let you know that. I think the Shaw Academy thing will come in handy for many of you that have kids at home right now. Again, a free 4-week course from Shaw Academy brought to you for T-Mobile staying. Thank you for staying a customer. Kids' movies and TV shows are now free to stream on Prime. So if you don't have Prime, Amazon Prime, you can still watch these series on Prime Video during the COVID-19 outbreak. Again, kids' movies and TV shows are now free on Prime Video. So that's exciting. That's something Amazon is doing to offer up some time. Also, if you want to know if you've got coronavirus, the CDC has a chatbot, can help you figure out if you have coronavirus and make recommendations to you. It is not intended to replace the advice of a doctor, though, but it can make you maybe reassure you whether or not you're sick or not, okay? Or maybe you should call a doctor about getting a test. Now, here's another freebie that's out there. Download Time for Kids for free. Yes, Time Magazine, Time for Kids is free right now. So, if you need all the help you can get in keeping the kids somewhat academically stimulated, again, Time is the latest company to step up and offer to help with a free digital library of Time for Kids. They have different age groups, K1, 2, 3 to 4, and 5 to 6. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes. All these offers will be available for you to find this stuff out. Hey, over the weekend or over the last couple of days, a large asteroid ignored social distancing norms. And this one was, why does a football field pass through the neighborhood? And so let's see here. Where did it come closer? It was, astronomers have also have a standard distance which an asteroid is considered potentially hazardous. And on Sunday, a space rock as wide as a football field whipped by us 50 times closer than that threshold. So, yeah, it was close. In context, NASA Solar Heliospheric Atmosphere, SOHO, is located about 932,000 miles from the Earth. The moon is 239,000 miles away. And many large satellites orbit at an attitude of 22,236. And this one was, come on, don't cheat me now. Oh, these idiots, they gave me all these references and then they denied me the punchline, but not tell me how close it did. Oh, anyway, it went by, I said about 45,000 miles per hour. I don't know how close, could have been 10 feet or could have been 20,000 miles, and they didn't put it in the article. Okay, Marlo, we have another one on April 29th. What's another one? We have another asteroid coming by? A little more space news. Al Warden, Apollo 15 astronaut and first person to spacewalk in deep space. It's a good article about him. We don't hear too much beyond some of the more famous Apollo launches, but Apollo 15, he was the first gentleman, again, to spacewalk in deep space. Yeah, essentially out by the moon. All right, do you need a new cable modem if you're stuck working from home? All right, now, there's a lot of ifs in this question. So if you don't upgrade and your internet is working fine, no, you don't need a faster modem. If you call the cable company and you're now on, let's say, a low-end plan and you go to like their 1 gig plan with, 1 gig download and let's say 30 megs upload. If you're worried about the upload speed being a challenge, you're generally probably not going to have an issue. It's the download speed that's going to be a little slower. You need to look at your modem, what it's capable of, what the specs are. Sometimes if you have a cable modem that's provided by your cable provider, they're going to tell you whether or not you need a different cable modem or not. Spectrum doesn't make me pay for my cable modem, so I use theirs. Some companies like Comcast make you pay $14 or $15 a month for their modem, so it's cheaper to buy one on Amazon. But again, it depends on what you're doing and what speed you have. So you really need to look at the spec of the cable modem, know what its throughput capabilities are, ask your cable provider if you don't know, and then if you upgrade your speed, then you may need a little better cable modem. When I went to 1 gig in Hawaii, I needed a different cable modem. When I was at 300, I could still use the same one I had. So it really depends on the thresholds of speeds, whether it's 300, 680, whether it's 1 gig. It all depends on the speed. But many of the questions that will be answered that you're going to ask are in this article. And you have to do a little research on yourself. But the best test is really if you get 1 gig internet and you're expected to get 1 gig down and 30 up, you do a speed test with your local cable provider on their test system. And if you get 780, 800, and you get your full 30 up, you probably don't need a faster modem because you're never going to get a gig out of the provider. You might get 800, 870. If you're getting 870 down and 30 up on your speed test, you're probably good to go. If you're only getting 650 and 30 up and you're paying for a gig, you probably need a better modem. Because that's kind of the breaking point, around 680 megs, higher than that. More often than not, need a better cable modem. So Aunt Marlo says, asteroid 1998 OR2 is headed towards planet Earth on April 29th. Ah, thank you very much. And Rick says, from personal experience, if the modem ain't broke, don't fix it. I agree. I've got a regular router, though, and I replaced the router in here because the one I had here was acting hokey. And the one in my loft continues to have to be reset about every 3 or 4 days. It's driving me crazy, but I'm too cheap to go buy another one at this point, considering I'm only getting 15 down and 3 up there. I don't need no fancy router there. Discord, if you're a Discord user, have they been experiencing some outages in Europe and North America? Basically, too many people on the network is what's going on there. Have you ever shopped Walmart online? I've done once. So if you shop, if you want to shop Walmart online, they will do that to get supplies, and they have curbside pickup. Some places you can get delivery. But Walmart is one of those places. Curbside, ladies and gentlemen. Let the team in Walmart shop for you. Oh, this is interesting. I'm getting a public. This is the first time this has ever happened on my phone, and you're hearing it live. My phone's buzzing. Oh, I can't see it. So it says public safety alert. From the executive officer of the governor of the state of Michigan, stay home or safe order takes effect at midnight tonight. Non-essential is prohibited. As necessary, you may leave your home for health and safety reasons, to get groceries and supplies for certain activities, and to care for others. See MichiganGov/coronavirus. I've never got one of these, and it basically comes up as an emergency on my phone. So I guess that's what an emergency alert looks like on the phone. Very interesting. It's got the yellow triangle with an exclamation mark in the middle of it. And so anyway, media and podcasting are exempt. we'll see. We'll see if the police come knocking. My car is parked outside the studio. Again, just so we're aware, no one else is in this building. This is me, or at least this section of the building. So going back to Walmart, why go in there and like risk anything? Get your curbside pickup if you're going to order from Walmart. That's the same. Plus you put it order in 2-3 days in advance. Your chance of your order being filled completely is probably much greater. Don't do an overnight thing. Put your order in 3-4 days in advance if you can do that. Switching gears here, this show's jumping all over the place. Appeal court upholds ruling that the president cannot block critics on Twitter. So the 7 people he has blocked will have to be unblocked from Twitter. The upper courts refused to hear the case, and basically the lower court's order stands. So you can talk smack about the president and not get blocked. It's being announced that some Amazon Prime deliveries may take a month as demand surges. Items like printer paper, umbrellas, and shovels may not arrive until April 21st. So, of course, they prioritize several categories of essentials, including baby products, health items, pet supplies. Result of that policy can now be seen on Amazon's website. They will tell you when the estimated delivery is. I've only ordered one thing in this past week from Amazon, and I was told a Thursday delivery. And actually, stuff has been pretty much on time that I had ordered already 2 or 3 weeks ago that had arrived. So that's interesting. And also, if you're out of a job, Amazon is paying double for many of their locations, $30 to $34 an hour to work at their warehouses. Let me say that again. In some of their warehouses, they're paying $30 to $34 an hour versus $15 to $17 what they normally do. If you're out of work, that $30, $34 at 40 hours a week, that I'm going to tell you, they're going to pay at least a minimum of 1.5, even on the $15 to $17 workers. So that's 22, right, around there. So that's some good money. That's some good money. So go look at those job listings, all right? Computer World is reporting on 17 ways Apple is responding to coronavirus. Number one, you can't get your device if it has been turned in for repair and it's ready for pickup. That isn't happening. number one, they warn their investors. WWDC will be held online. So that's interesting. There's going to be no March event. Apple has donated an incredibly large $15 million to help support treatment of the sick and mitigate the economic impact of the crisis. Did you hear that number? $15 million? Apple, shame on you. richest company in America and you only donated $15 million to support the treatment of the sick and mitigate the economic impact? The richest company in America donated $15 million. The company also supports 2-to-1 corporate matching for any employee donation. Okay. Siri's getting smarter. App Store help. The company is promoting telehealth applications. Apple News gets proactive and promoting COVID-19. Again, the free book. Oprah has an Apple TV show on the topic. Surprise, surprise. Apple's closed all of its retail stores. That's why you can't pick up your repair device. They moved all their workers to remote working. Anyway, on and on and on and on and on and on. So anyway, don't you think that is, don't you think that's ridiculous? Come on, 15. If you'd have said 150 million, I'd have been less critical, but only 15 for a company your size? That's not even a rounding error. That's like 3 hours of profit for you. Come on. VPNs are big in the news. You're not sure which VPN to get? Well, Extreme Tech has a good buying guide. You know, I think a lot of these VPNs are going to be crushed bandwidth-wise. I would not normally say this, but you're going to have to kind of test the field here. I have NordVPN. I loaded it a couple days ago. And really, the throughput really went down. It just, everything, because I think there's such a huge number of people trying to get on VPNs right now. There's Dashlane, there's Panda, there's NordVPN, there's Degoo. It's just, there's a whole list of these. The Vault Online Security Package, HolaVPN, some of these I've never heard of, BulletVPN. I bet you the more expensive, the better they're going to maybe be, because people aren't going to opt for those. But I've used NordVPN for a while, and I use a different one for my cell phone. And if you can get away with not using a VPN right now, from a security standpoint, maybe your work requires that you have no choice. I don't know. Maybe this is bad advice, but you know, keep an eye on your online performance through these VPNs at this point. All right. All right, NASA pauses work on the James Webb Space Telescope due to COVID-19. Well, it's probably send everybody home. Hamilton is bringing back the original digital wristwatch with an OLED twist in honor of the 50th anniversary of the iconic Pulsar wristwatch. I don't remember the Pulsar wristwatch. Is that the one that had like the red face? It was really, really ugly back in the old days. Is that what that was? Huh. Maybe it was. Maybe that was that original wristwatch with that red, had that red face on it. And that's like a 19, oh my goodness, what year would that been? That had been probably 78, 79. Come on, geeks in the chat room, help me remember when that watch, here it is, 1972. I was off a few years, but yeah, it was really, really nerdy. That's funny. So anyway, they've got I'm sure it's going to be expensive. Let's see, how much is it going to be, this one that they're bringing back? Wow. That probably wasn't cheap before, but it's not inexpensive this time. It's $750 for a stainless steel model, $995 for a limited edition, 1970 edition. In PVD gold. Originally, the original Pulsar sold for around $2,100 in a gold case, making the $750 price tag a bargain. I didn't know those cost that much before. Of course, I didn't need a watch until I was 18. Hey, if you're running Windows, there's a code execution 0-day that's out there. It's under active exploit. Microsoft is warning there's no available patch right now. And if you're a Windows user, there's some workarounds right now that to be aware of. It basically has something to do with an Adobe a DLL that's there that's being exploited. So again, if you're a Windows user, you can check this out and see how to avoid this 0-day. SpaceX has gotten an FCC license for 1 million satellite broadband user terminals. SpaceX is calling these things UFOs on a stick. It's just going to be a pole that sticks in the ground with this thing that's mounted on top. And it has an ACT device in that's going to track the satellite so you have internet access. So they've got approval for 1 million fixed Earth stations. Again, that will communicate with SpaceX non-geostationary orbital satellite system. They've only put up a fraction of the satellites. They've only put up 362, where they want to launch up to 11,943. So they're going to put up another 60 here next month, I heard, or maybe this month. But anyway, we'll see where this goes. But at some point, some of you in the South are going to be able to buy these because the constellation is being built for the southern United States first. Verizon's giving customers extra mobile data, drops broadband data caps. So use all the data you want. Well, this, you know, be reasonable, but you don't have to worry about the kids running you out. So it's giving consumers and small business customers an extra 15 gigs of LTE data per month. No action is required. This applies regardless of the device you're using, whether your service is a regular subscription or prepaid. Let's see here. Fios and DSL users won't have data caps. Oh, so you will still have data caps on your mobile plan. But anyway, get an extra 15 gigs this month, courtesy of Verizon. All right, so maybe they'll go a little further for you. Uber is asking the government to include them and their drivers in their coronavirus stimulus package. So in a letter to the president, Uber CEO has called on U.S. lawmakers to include the company's drivers and delivery workers in the coronavirus stimulus package for the government. In the same letter, he also called on both Democrats and Republicans to pass new legislation that would allow contractors to access more public benefits without classifying them as employers. So this is where driving for Uber gets you screwed. You can't apply for unemployment if you drive for Uber. But they're asking the government now to classify them as employees. I say if the government does this, then Uber's going to have them recognized as employees too. It's trying to make a special class of contractors. What do you think about that? You think gig workers should be on a, because we got a huge population of gig workers, right? So is this something that should be implemented? Whereas something like this, some special designation, they could get unemployment benefits. This is a very, you know, very interesting time because they're independent contractors by, you know, by the letter of their agreements. So if there's no work for you as a contractor, you don't get paid, right? And you have no benefits. You're supposed to take care of your own benefits, supposed to take care of your own insurance. Whereas if they were employees based on the company size, where they would get benefits, whether they would be, they'd be covered on unemployment laws because they basically say, hey, we don't need you right now. But then again, it's just this gray area, right? Oh, he says, my goal in writing is not ask for a bailout for Uber. I stand corrected, but rather for support for independent workers. And once we get past this immediate crisis, the opportunity to legally provide them with a real safety net going forward. Someone just said in the chat, nail salon are independent contractors. That's right, people that, you know, depends on the business. The barber I go to, him and his partner run a barbershop. They each have their own. I go to the same barber every time. He has his clients. I'm sure they keep the books separate and maybe share in the rent of the place they're at. So nail salons, hairdressers are often just renting a chair in a business. So it's same type of class, right? Of employee. Yep, Rick, you're right. A lot of IT professionals are independent contractors as well. I agree. What else are you saying? I guess that's it. All right, ER docs don smart rings to better predict COVID-19 infections. Basically, this is a, I've seen this ring. I saw it at CES. It's called Oura, O-U-R-A. It's a smart ring. And basically, they've given 2,000 emergency medical workers in San Francisco are taking their temperature and other vitals with the Oura smart ring in an attempt to limit the spread of COVID-19. So it's sending data back. They're collecting data to kind of track what's going on with healthcare providers, you know, because healthcare providers are running like crazy. And if they can send back and say, hey, this person's got a raised temperature or he's spiking, maybe that is a sign that maybe that person needs to be taken off the healthcare line. So interesting move. And I've been checking my temperature twice a day. How about you? Are you checking your temperature twice a day? Are you keeping track of where it's at? I am. Instacart today announced plans to bring an additional 300,000 full-service shoppers across North America over the next 3 months to meet the increasing customer demand. How about down here in this little town? So they're trying to add more Insta shoppers. So then again, you're going to have these folks, these full, you know, these gig workers. They're the ones that can get a lot of exposure to people if they aren't doing it correctly. They're picking up from the store. They're delivering to a household, hopefully leaving it outside the door. So a lot of these services, those folks are in trouble. Now, here's what I found today on Bloomberg. I've loaded Bloomberg News so many times for those of you watching. It says, you've reached your free article limit. Subscribe for unlimited access to Bloomberg.com. Sorry. I'm not going to, but the title of this is, and I can't read it, China's mobile carrier lose 21 users as virus bites. So I guess China had a big impact. People couldn't afford to pay their bill because guess what? They're not working. They have no money to pay their mobile bill. So they canceled it. So how can that? So think about that number though. 21 million canceled their mobile service. That is a big number. It's big. Now, if mobile providers really wanted to do the right thing, they would make it available that people that were unemployed during this time were given free mobile service. Now, that, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, would be a true thing that the mobile provider should do. You know, that's, you know, they can afford it for a month or two. Apple's Music AI generated upbeat playlist helps you cope with reality. So if you've got Apple Music, I use Apple Music quite a bit. So again, they've got an AI generated upbeat playlist. I think that's awesome because I think we're all going to kind of feel the tug and pull of okay to this sucks to let's go, you know. So a little music will help, and probably playing it as loud as you can as well. Facebook has donated 720,000 masks to U.S. health workers fighting corona. Now, why did Facebook need 720,000 N95 masks? Oh, he said the company had an emergency reserve due to the California wildfires. The company bought the mask in case California wildfires continued. Huh. I would have never thought that's an interesting, it's interesting, isn't it? I'm glad they have them to give to the health workers. That's a lot of masks. Of course, they got a lot of people working for them too. Best Buy has closed all retail stores, offers curbside pickup and delivery. So you can still get something from Best Buy. And I, you know, at this point, the way things are, Amazon's overloaded. If you need something, let's buy local. Get it from anybody local you can. Support your local businesses to the greatest extent possible. You may pay a little bit more, but I think at this time, if they're doing curbside delivery like this type of stuff, support your local companies, whether it be Best Buy or the mom and pop shop. You know, the thing I ordered on Amazon 2 or 3 days ago, there's no one here locally has anything like that. And I'd have to drive like 80 miles to find a source for it. So but try to buy local as much as you can. Let's see here. Amazon Prime is adding up support up to 6 profiles on the same account. So they know everyone's at home. Not everyone wants to watch the same thing. They may have 3 computers in the house and 1 TV. So it makes sense, yeah? Microsoft is going to prioritize cloud access for first responders and emergency services. If there's a capacity issue, then Microsoft has a priority plan. Huh. Wow. So everybody turning to remote working and using up more Microsoft resources. Well, you may get preempted for first responders emergency. MoviePass owner sells movie phone for a fraction of its original worth. So what did they sell it for? Movie phone, F-O-N-E, is far from its glory days. The defunct owner of MoviePass has sold the once legendary movie listing service for just over $1 million as part of the bankruptcy proceedings. That's just a fraction of the $388 million ALL basically dumped into the company. Wow! So, anyway, that's wild. Talking about investments going bad. But good news for you on Android phones. Google is rolling out a redesigned podcast app to some Android users. I haven't seen it yet. And the app is currently available to some beta channel users. If someone gets access to this thing, please, please, please send me screenshots. They did an overview of it, but there has been no screenshots to surface yet. I haven't looked too deep yet because I wasn't aware of it until tonight. But did some searching around, but someone will have some pictures here for us soon. Again, if you were have a device in repair at Apple, so sorry. They're stuck. But I think Apple has a decent return policy right now. That might be an option. Okay, that's going to bring us to the end. And a few of you hung out all the way to the end. Appreciate it that you did. What's everybody's comments? How's the show's been? Last couple of shows been okay? Have I dug in deep enough? Not deep enough? Too sporadic? Where do you think I'm at? Trying to bring you the news that's in the news. And the coronavirus is definitely in the news. But some interesting spins here. But I tell you what, there was enough information today on free stuff that you can access to that should add value to this show. And if you felt it brought value to you, hey, become an insider. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. This is stuff you may have found on your own, but you may not have. Again, all these free resources from being stuck at home with the kids and so forth. So the Insider program starts at $2, $5, $10, $15, or $25 a month or a one-time single donation. I know many of you are out of work, and don't worry. Catch me on the backside if you would. But definitely appreciate everyone being here. GeekNews@gmail.com is the email address. GeekNews@gmail.com, @GeekNews on Twitter. Again, thank you for your ongoing support of the sponsors. That is greatly appreciated. And be safe. I'll be back with you. What is today? Today's Monday. Be back with you on Thursday. And I'll let you know how the stay-at-home order is going. But everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.